time for the Chow Gang and Chow St. Louis.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's amore.
That's amore. Yeah,
man. I'm supposed to go first.
See, I'm missing for 1 week, and these guys are just all out of sorts.
Do you know what a prima donna you are?
I know.
Ben, he was, I want all the listeners to know he was looking at Mike when he said those words.
I was.
He was not looking at me.
Benvenuti a tutti. Welcome to the Chow St. Louis Italian Music Program.
Hosted by Mike Santangelo.
No.
Your number one location for Italian culture and music in St. Louis, right here.
That's right.
WEW 770 AM, live on Facebook at times.
Streaming.
Yes.
Streaming.
Sometimes with or without
streaming.
You.
We sometimes with or without me.
We're streaming at chowstl.com.
Punto com.
You
can tune in on our app.
Got a great show today.
We have a fantastic show.
You know, c'è il sole, c'è il bel sole, fa bello oggi, non c'è la pioggia.
Finalmente.
Sono c'è molto nebbia. Contento con il tempo.
Anch'io.
Sono tutte contente.
Sembra una nuova vita.
Rinnoviamo.
Oh, vita.
Rinnoviamo.
We're going to play that later on today, too.
Oh, well, there you go.
Giola notte, yes.
It's your show. I guess we're going to do whatever you say.
That's right.
Let me know.
You want to run with the big dogs, you know? Sometimes in order to get along, you got to go along.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, here I am.
Here we are.
See what happens.
A great show.
We're glad to be back.
And so far, it's a no wine show.
No wine, so yeah.
And look how good.
All I know is we're on borrowed time. You know, when they said we wouldn't make 1 year, and so once that 1 year anniversary rolled by, I figure every extra week is bonus, right?
It's all gone to heck.
Gift. Senza pagare, oggi siamo senza vino.
Senza vino. So,
senza speranza.
If you want to really.
You want to restore our speranza, portateci del vino.
Speranze perdute.
Cin cin.
Cin cin.
Iniziamo, Mike.
Iniziamo, yeah. Allora. Iniziamo con la musica.
Abbiamo la musica?
Sì, abbiamo musica di Gigi D'Alessio, la canzona. Tedolada, benvenuti, benvenuto.
Quanti brani oggi?
Benvenuto amore.
Quante tracce?
Abbiamo una ventina.
Una novantina?
Ventina.
Oh, una ventina.
Una ventina, dipende quanto.
Dipende quando parliamo.
Sì.
Dipende quanti datti abbiamo durante la lezione.
Grazie.
O no? Le datte.
Ah, datte.
Come...
Vai, Michelò.
Sì, salvaci.
Salvaci.
Sai perché non credevo, sai perché stanco di aspettare. Mi lasciavo andare. Sai perché non volevo, sai perché tu non puoi capire. Brucia da morire. Oggi io sono pronto e sono io. Do al passato un bel. Benvenuto amore, per ricordare. siamo noi, il futuro è pronto, se puoi, benvenuto amore, per ricominciare, pronti per andare, al di là del mare, perché prima che arrivassi tu, era tutto nero, senza più l'amore, si annoiava il cuore.
Benvenuto amore. Welcome to the Ciao St. Louis Italian Music Program.
Where it's all amore here.
All amore, sì. Andiamo avanti con la musica di Max Pezzale, Neck and Francesco Regna. La canzone intitolata Strada Facendo. Give us a call, 314-969-7700.
Io e i miei occhi scuri siamo diventati grandi insieme. Con l'anima smaniosa a chiedere di un posto che non c'è. Tra mille mattini freschi di biciclette, mille più tramonti dietro i fili del tram, ed una fame di sorrisi e braccia intorno a me. Io e i miei cassetti di ricordi e di indirizzi che ho perduto. Ho visto visi e voci di chi ho amato prima o poi andar via. E ho respirato un mare sconosciuto nelle ore larghe e vuote di un'estate di città, accanto alla mia ombra lunga di malinconia. Io e le mie tante sere chiuse come chiudere un ombrello. Col viso sopra il petto a leggermi i dolori di miei guai. Ho camminato quelle vie che curvano seguendo il vento e dentro a un senso di inutilità. Che fragile e violento mi son detto tu vedrai,
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 vedrai. Troppo piccolo fra tutta questa gente che c'è al mondo. Io che ho sognato sopra un treno che non è partito mai.
E ho corso in mezzo a prati bianchi di luna per strappare ancora un giorno alla mia ingenuità. E giovane invecchiato mi son detto tu vedrai.
Vedrai.
Potrà mai cambiare la vita.
facendo, vedrai.
And you're listening to the Ciao St. Louis Italian Music Program, broadcasting from...
Are we on the air?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Are we on the air?
We are on the air.
Siamo in onda.
Siamo in onda.
In onda.
Siamo in onda. Andiamo avanti.
Andiamo avanti.
Andiamo avanti. La musica di Raff. La canzone intitolata Gente di Mare. It's an oldie but goodie.
Il mare ci fa sempre un po' paura, per quell'idea di troppa libertà. Eppure abbiamo il sale nei capelli, del mare abbiamo le profondità, e donne infreddolite negli scialli, che aspettano che cosa non si sa. Gente di mare, che se ne va, dove gli pare, dove non sa. Gente che muore di nostalgia, ma quando torna dopo un giorno muore per la voglia di andare via. Gente di mare, e quando ci fermiamo sulla riva, gente che va, lo sguardo all'orizzonte se ne va. Gente di mare, portandoci pensieri alla deriva, per quell'idea di troppa libertà. Gente di mare, che se ne va, dove gli pare, dove non sa. Porta nel cuore questo grande fratello blu, al di là del mare c'è qualcuno che, c'è qualcuno che non sa niente di te. Gente di mare, che se
program is brought to you by Vincent's Jewelers, locally owned and operated full-service jewelry, serving the St. Louis community for more than 35 years. Owner Vito Lentini and his staff invite you to visit their beautiful showroom, where you will experience professional and personal service, as well as top-quality jewelry, without paying the top-quality prices. Vincent's Jewelers has more than 1,100 engagement and wedding-type rings, as well as more than 1,300 loose diamonds, so that you can choose the diamond that's right for you. That's Vincent's Jewelers at 11733 Olive Boulevard in Creve-Coeur, Missouri. Give them a call at 314-989-9030 or visit them at vincentsjewelers.com. This program, Ciao St. Louis, is brought to you by Cafe Piazza. Owners Vito Lafada and executive chef Tim Meineke have created an artisan-style local favorite restaurant that serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. From the moment you walk through the doors, you will notice the difference. From the delicious handcrafted menu to the beautiful mural of St. Louis's history. There's no other place like it. Cafe Piazza also offers a special Saturday and Sunday brunch with an exquisite menu, as well as bottomless mimosas and bottomless Bloody Marys. Visit them at 1900 Arsenal Street in Benton Park, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Or give them a call at 314-343-0294. That's Cafe Piazza, bringing a little slice of Italian tradition to the St. Louis community.
All right, we are back live here in the studio.
Mike, and speaking of Cafe Piazza.
Yeah, Cafe Piazza.
This Wednesday, I believe it's Wednesday, February 28th, they're having their February wine dinner.
Nice.
So if you are interested in going, it is
a special dinner paired with different wines.
It has different wines, and they are going to have a 5-course menu that they crafted just for the wines that they'll be using. It's $55 a person. It starts at 6 p.m., and they have a welcome reception, and dinner starts at 7. It'll feature Italian blends that will be presented by sommelier Meredith Such with Tavolo Vigneto.
In Porto.
Sommelier. Not Memolier.
Oh, Sommelier. Sommelier.
The Sommelier. If you go to Ciao St. Louis on our Facebook page and look up our events, it has the menu, the offerings, $55 a person, and it is, nice. I believe, Wednesday the 28th.
February 28th.
Cafe Piazza.
Is there 28 or 29 days this
year? 28.
28.
28. Not
You're already leaping, huh?
I'm already leaping.
So.
All right, we'll leap on to the next song.
Let's do it.
That
leap.
Was a nice segue.
Did you like that?
I like that.
Andiamo avanti.
He's a professional.
Like
Jay.
A pro. He is a pro.
Daga G and Ketra. Canzone intitolata In the Night. In the Night.
Non c'ero, ma ti hanno vista ballare.
Da sola in the night. They like to use American words in videos, don't they?
Yeah. A lot of American everything.
A lot of American everything.
Except food.
Che mi conte, Chris?
Cosa?
No dice. Politiche.
Io non dico niente.
No?
No. Perché? Faccio un periodo di silenzio.
Che fai, studi?
No, preghiere.
Ah, preghiere.
You know we're on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Silenzio no,
non funziona
bene sul radio.
Ci vuole del suono.
Allora andiamo avanti.
Ah sì, sì, andiamo.
Con la musica?
Con la musica.
Sì, oh, perché vita. Abbiamo una ventina di brani che
sì,
dobbiamo
minimo.
Suonare.
Minimo.
Allora vai avanti.
Andiamo avanti allora con Giovanotte e la canzone intitolata Oh Vita.
Qui non è il Mississippi e nemmeno Atlanta, ma non so che cosa c'è nella mia pelle bianca, che a 14 anni mi ha fatto sentire come nato a Holly Squeeze, ma sotto falso nome. Ho il passaporto italiano e un cuore mediterraneo, working class hero, con un amore spontaneo per la botte piena e per la moglie ubriaca. La base aerospaziale nel centro di Aracataca, Gabo Marquez, Valentino Rossi ed Happy Days, Diego Velasquez è stato ben a Fever Walk This Way. E quando senti il richiamo della foresta è la mia musica e la tua festa, come posso io non celebrarti vita? Oh vita, oh vita. Skip, skip, dive, socializza, ritmo mozzarella, pomodoro con una pizza, supercalifragilistico e spiralidoso, uomo paleolitico d'impatto mostruoso. Non sono laureato ma posso insegnare ad Harvard, improvviso sul tempo meglio che al Village Vanguard. Ormai sono uno standard, un grande classico, quick stop, rock and roll, mister fantastico. Se esiste un dio, forse sì, forse no, boh. Ma ascolto le storie, disposto a crederci un po', che siamo figli di qualcuno e resta tutto da fare. Non ho radici ma piedi per camminare, come posso io non celebrarti vita? Oh vita, oh vita. Come posso io non celebrarti vita? Oh vita, oh vita. Ho il flow di un jazzista e il mood di un barista, le ossa rotte riparate a forza di stare in pista, con la pistola d'acqua rapino la banca, la mossa del cavallo a L che la via mi spalanca, verso lo scacco R, verso la rivoluzione, un cantautore con la lingua come una percussione, che batte dove duole dente, dove passa la gente, Alcatraz, Razmataz, precipitevolissimevolmente, coraggio, la fantasia in viaggio, e tocco il centro esatto del cuore selvaggio, la voce dell'Orinoco, la poesia, il gioco, senti un calore bello. Baby, è il sacro fuoco, come posso io non celebrarti vita? Oh vita, oh vita. Come posso io non celebrarti vita? Oh vita, oh vita. Boom, 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 boom. Ritmo della vita, la barzelletta di una natura domesticata. Ah beh, sì beh, vacci a credere te, qui è tutto sempre relativo, come piace a me. Non sono qui per il gusto, per la ricompensa, ma per tuffarmi da uno scoglio dentro l'esistenza. Sono un migrante, sono un cantante, un panettiere a Damasco, una stella distante, un pianoforte scordato dentro una sagrestia, l'avanguardia di guardia davanti alla retrovia. Nel tempo della paura aspetto la fioritura, e se una femmina si chiamerà futura, futura. Come posso io non celebrarti vita? Oh vita, oh vita. Come posso io non celebrarti vita? Oh vita, oh vita, oh vita.
And you're listening to the Ciao St. Louis Italian Music Program with Chris Stevens and Nastri DiMaggio and myself.
Chris Stevens per ora prega. perché,
ah, sta pregando.
Sì, ho finito.
Ho finito, allora si può parlare ora.
Hey, the Olympics are over, right?
They are over. They just ended today.
How many medals did Italy win?
Italia?
10 medali.
Sì,
dieci,
sì.
10 medali.
You want to know which, what they won?
Yeah, tell us which ones they were.
They won a gold medal. Actually,
una,
Arianna
una medaglia d'oro.
No, no,
they
no.
They won
no.
three.
Tre.
Tre medaglie d'oro.
Arianna Fontana, she's the speed skater, Italiana. She won a gold in the 500 meter, and then she won a bronze in the 1,000 meter.
Wow.
And then the Italian team won silver in the 3,000 meter relay. Did you guys watch any of that?
Not too much.
I watched. I mean, I watched a lot of Olympics. I saw the gold medal Italian speed skater.
The short track relays were the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
We need more of that around here.
I'm telling you, it was fun. But they also won a gold in downhill, who was supposed to go to Lindsay Vonn. But
the women's downhill, Sofia Goggia.
Yeah, her. She's
our U.S. athletes did a bit of a face plant in some of the in some of the events.
Sophia's her biggest competitor. They're actually friends and competitors, and she got the gold in the downhill. Like
brava, Sofia.
17 years old.
Bravi, so young. Tutte le atlete italiane.
Sì, sì. Anche Federica.
Siamo orgogliosi.
She got a bronze.
Yes, so, we did.
Yeah,
good.
And we got a few more. We'll go to them.
All right.
But in the meantime, also don't forget, Mike, March 3rd, which happens to be next Saturday, is the Heart of Hearts dinner auction at Sacred Heart Villa.
Okay.
So you still have opportunity to get in there. Absolutely. It is a great cause. You know who I went to Sacred Heart Villa?
Did you?
Does anybody care?
Do they still remember you?
Ma certo. Sister Felicetta, who doesn't remember Sister Felicetta?
Did it involve a ruler in the back of your knuckles?
You know what? I was too young. I don't think they did that. I remember a cape and I had
you did Superman?
The May Day, huh?
No, Superman
I had a
cape
in our March. It's March 3rd, all right?
March 3rd.
For
it's
our
the
listeners
Heart of Hearts
who don't
dinner
know, Sacred Heart Villa is run by the Sisters of Sacred Heart. It's a preschool program down on the hill that's been there for years and years and years, as evidenced by the fact that Jay is a graduate. And it's a fantastic cause. The sisters do a wonderful job for the community.
My grandson, Leonardo, attends.
So we have
Sacred Heart.
Yeah,
Hall. Yeah.
It's
see,
a good place.
It's a nice place. See, yeah, he loves it.
He'll be fine.
And
so
then
the next
day on Sunday, on March the 4th.
The March 4th, and right after.
Mostaccioli dinner.
Is the Mostaccioli dinner at St. Ambrose.
Monsignor Bomberito, yeah.
That goes, all the proceeds from that go to the sick and elderly on the hill.
Another great cause.
That is. And, I'm wrong.
You're
it
wrong?
Goes to the St. Ambrose Forever Endowment Fund this
year.
It's
even, another even important better fund. That would be. My brother is the president of that organization.
You have adult tickets.
They have endowed for the future of St. Ambrose School.
Yep.
And so their proceeds of any of the events they do are directly in support of education at St. Ambrose.
And you can see they have their computer lab, their STEM lab, and all that stuff that they've gotten in the school. Anyway, it's $9 in advance for adults, $10 at the door. Children 10 and under are $6 in advance, $7 at the door, and it is next Sunday from noon to 6 p.m., and it will sell out, so make sure you get there in early.
Fantastic.
Most of children.
Allora, andiamo avanti con la musica.
Sì.
Questa canzone, Pio Tardiotta, Iguaglioni, Le Palazzine, Napoletana song. Enjoy.
Ascoltiamo bene.
Quando sei bambini, tutto è bello intorno a te. Eguagliulo e palazzina, rindomo viga mi scritto fino. Leggo il muro tutto imbrattato, rivivendo il nostro passato. Siamo grandi e non ci vediamo più, ma ricordo sempre tutti quei momenti che non torneranno mai. Non c'è più profumo che si respirava, rindevigura città. Non c'è più vecchietto sopra quel gradino che si raccontava a noi. E guagliulo e palazzina, rindovo viga me scritto fino, leggo il muro tutto imbrattato, rivivendo il nostro passato. Moga simmo cresciuto tutto, e ad ognuno la propria strada.
You're listening to the Chow St. Louis Italian Music Program. Give us a call here in the studio at 314-969-7700.
Piace la parte solo tu?
No, non mi piace.
I like it.
Here's a song from Sanremo 2018.
No, you said you were.
I said I wasn't, but that's okay. Well, I said I'll play one or two.
All right.
It's because he's such a fan of La Grammatica. The song is called Il Congiuntivo.
Il Congiuntivo. Lorenzo Baglione.
Quindi è tempo di riaprire il manuale di grammatica, che è molto educativo. Gerundio imperativo, infinito indicativo, molti tempi e molte coniugazioni. Ma il congiuntivo ha un ruolo distintivo e si usa per eventi che non sono soggettivo, e a differenza di altri modi verbali. E adesso che lo sai anche tu, non lo sbagli più. Nel caso che il periodo sia della tipologia dell'irrealtà,
si sa,
ci vuole il congiuntivo. Tipo se tu avessi usato il congiuntivo trapassato, con lei non sarebbe andata poi male. Condizionale, segui la consecuzione. Siamo un po' di verbi al congiuntivo. Che io sia
presente,
che io fossi, che io sia stato,
passato,
che fossi stato,
passato,
che io abbia
presente,
che io avessi,
perfetto,
che abbia avuto,
passato,
che avessi avuto,
passato,
che io sarei il congiuntivo.
Ti piaceva? That wasn't
a
bad.
Me
piace. No.
Un poco.
It's
okay. It was okay. It's okay. Like I said, I wasn't very impressed with the Sanremo 2018. And I talked about
it. You watched the whole thing?
Yeah, I did, actually. Popcorn. I mean, in pieces. I watched it online. Hey. I talked with Tony Marotta, too, and
he
felt the same way, I think. Yeah. I hate to speak for him, but I think he said.
You don't know that's what he said? You
think? No, he did say that, but I don't want to, you know, make him.
Jay and I trust.
He's got a lot of context. So.
Yeah. Jay and I trust Tony Marotta's judgment.
Well, yeah,
I trust Mike Santangelo's judgment.
He gave us a contact that will be with us here next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rachi will be with us next week.
And, yeah, she's a wonderful singer.
Yes, she sent us a copy of her latest CD. And
delightful to talk to.
Jazz singer. And
I think people will be
I think they'll like
it. They'll be impressed.
Sure.
Can I ask Professore for some help?
Professore.
I need some help. I need some help pronouncing this Italian name. He was the bronze medal winner in the men's 10-kilometer biathlon. And I believe it's pronounced, looks like Dominic Windlish.
Windlish.
So
he's obviously from, he's from.
Where's the vowel at the end? Do I add a vowel? How does that work there?
Maybe it's
Domenico Windlish?
No, well, I mean, that whole area, he's probably from Sud Tirol or, you know, that area that was once Austria. Or Trentino somewhere. There's a lot of names there that look Austrian German.
Where you fall, if you fall on one side of the mountain or the other.
Yeah, and they pronounce them. In fact, there are a lot of German-speaking Italians living in that area. Yeah, Austrian-speaking Italians.
Interessante.
Molto interessante.
Now here's an Italian.
Una multietnica Italia.
How about the snowboarding gold medal and in snowboard cross.
Who was that?
Italian. Michela Moioli.
Oh, Michela.
So.
I like that.
Allora,
andiamo avanti.
Avanti.
Un'altra canzone. Viaggio Antonacci, Fortuna che ci sei. We got another call coming in. Give us a call here at the studio, 314-969-7700. Tell us what you think.
Come te, buona come te, meriti di più, meriti di più, fortuna che ci sei, fortuna che ci sei, tu non hai avuto mai il coraggio che mi dai, quando tutto chiude tu sai solo perderti, e tu non hai avuto mai l'attenzione che mi dai, tu non hai avuto mai qualcosa in più, quante dediche ci sei, fortuna che ci sei, tu non hai avuto mai il potere che mi dai, tu non hai avuto mai la verità, e tu non hai avuto mai una casa libera, eroi, e tu non hai avuto mai troppe regole. strane compagnie tu non hai avuto mai. Di più. Fortuna che ci sei. Fortuna che ci sei. Fortuna che.
And that was Biagio Antonacci with Fortuna Che Ci Sei. That's a good song. I like that song. I dedicate
it. Ma tu sei romantico,
Mike. Sì, troppo romantico.
Oh my God. If anybody was in the studio, the romance, it's dripping.
Bromance? Did you say?
I hope that's what it is. Bromance, that's right. Or bromanto.
Romantico.
Questo è molto bromantico.
Siamo bromantici.
We have a special dedication from Gisella and Frank and Diane LaFada. This song goes out to Paul and Jill LaFada of Pizza Gogo.
Yeah, Paul?
30 years anniversary.
Congratulations.
I was in that wedding.
Huh? Were you?
I was.
Quanti anni avevi?
You must have been a baby.
I was a baby. I was the ring bearer.
Did you have a polyester suit?
Yeah. Happy anniversary, guys. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Canzone di Ed Sheeran and Andrea Bocelli.
Congratulations.
Auguri.
Because we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes, you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
Sei la mia donna, la forza delle onde del mare. Cogli i miei sogni, i miei segreti, molto di più. Spero che un giorno l'amore che ci ha accompagnato diventi casa, la mia famiglia, diventi noi. E siamo sempre bambini, ma nulla è impossibile. Stavolta non ti lascerò, mi baci piano ed io torno ad esistere e nel tuo sguardo crescerò. Ballo con te nell'oscurità, stretti forte poi a piedi nudi noi, dentro la nostra musica ti ho guardata ridere e sussurrando ho detto tu stasera vedi sei perfetta. Aspettato, quanto ti ho aspettato, perché
che tu stasera sei perfetta per me.
This program, Chow St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Guido's Pizzeria and Tapas. Located in the heart of the hill, Guido's brings you family recipes made with love. They offer the best of Mediterranean cuisine with a menu full of classic Italian fare and traditional Spanish entrees and tapas. Guido's delivers a taste of Spain in the middle of Italy with made-to-order dishes like Guido's homemade lasagna, tapas caliente, and rich caramelized flan. Guido's is open 7 days a week and is located at 5046 Shaw Avenue. Give them a call at 314-771-4900 or visit them online at guidosstl.com. This program, Chow St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Auto Art Collision and Restoration Sensor. Auto Art specializes in classic car restoration and auto body repair. Their expertise is breathing new life into lackluster antiques. Owner Bill Anselmo welcomes you to tour his facility located at 5305 Northrop Avenue. Give them a call at 314-773-6663. Or visit them at AutoArtSTL.com. That's AutoArt, St. Louis's premier auto body shop on the hill.
And we're back. Congratulations again to Paul and Jill Afrada on 30 years. Yeah. I think I was best man in their wedding.
What do you mean you think?
Well, it's been
a
long time.
If you're best man, wouldn't you remember?
I do remember. I don't want to...
I mean, you're a good guy, but...
Paluzzo, yeah, we were best friends.
Good
we still
guy
are.
Versus best man. That's a big difference. Good right? guy, best man. Non so.
Un desaccio barrario.
Non lo so.
Non lo so. Non lo so.
A couple more events to talk about.
Ma diciamo tanti auguri lo stesso.
Ma certo, tantissimi auguri. Absolutely.
Allora, di che cosa parliamo?
I've got a couple...
Abbiamo altri annunci?
Sì, San Giuseppe coming up.
Tutte le San Giuseppe, ne abbiamo...
Due, tre, quattro, una manata, no.
A handful. First one is March 18th, and it's at the St. Joseph's Altar at St. Ambrose Parish. That's always a great
one. Don't want to miss that one.
You don't, and you better get there early, because if you get there late, there's no food, there's nothing to buy, the altar's empty.
I know.
Everybody's
last year.
Home.
That happened
Some
to us last year.
I'm sure, don't know about the St. Joseph Altar.
Yeah. Well, Loretta's going to be here next week.
Oh, yeah, Loretta's
so
going to
we'll
be,
get details.
Yeah, we'll get details.
Much more
tell you,
information
we'll be here
details next week.
With the details, it is a authentic, beautiful event. It really is. The ladies and men, they get together. It's a work of love, and a lot of people put a lot of time and effort into it to make it a special night, special day, actually. So it all starts with the 11 a.m. Italian Mass.
Le donne della mia famiglia ci saranno.
Anche la mia moglie.
Sì.
That's my
sua moglie, la madre e anche la figlia.
Vero.
La figlia torna qui in città per andare lì.
That's a beautiful
sua moglie?
E sua figlia.
Oh, there's a sommelier there.
But you have seatings and they have tables in the cafeteria and the gym. Altar items go up for sale from 12:30 to 3:30. You can enjoy. Again, Italian Mass at 11. Followed by 12:30, you have the Feast of St. Joseph's, the St. Joseph Altar, March 18th at St. Ambrose.
Yeah, we got there last year after the show, and there was nothing left.
Too late, right?
We should probably announce, you know, this is something that bears announcing once in a while. For those of you who are Catholic or just interested, St. Ambrose, the first Sunday of every month at 11, does an Italian Mass. It's a bilingual Mass.
Yep.
And, you know, if that's something that interests you out of curiosity or out of worship, it's a monthly affair.
It is. It's usually the first Sunday of the month, right?
First Sunday of every month.
And then once you missed buying everything at the St. Joseph's Altar because you got there late, don't worry. Because the following week, the following Sunday, on March the 25th, there's the La Festa di San Giuseppe that's put on by the Sicilian Cultural Association. Oh. Of St. Louis.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. There's somebody we know that runs it. And it's from 4 to 9. And it's held at
Orlando Gardens on Dorset.
Maryland Heights. Yep. and you have a traditional Sicilian buffet. The dinner includes beer, wine, soft drinks, coffee, music by one of our favorites, that's Amore DJ.
Franco Bongiovanni is going to be there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's going to take
Franco.
Care of the Franco.
Franco
Bongiovanni.
It goes from 4 to 9 p.m. The adults are $30. Children 6 to 12, $10. And all of the proceeds benefit the Shrine of St. Joseph and the Monastery of St. Clair. And that's, you usually do that every
yes,
year, right? Aren't
yes,
those the two
do
charities
that,
that
yes,
it goes
do.
To?
Yep.
Again, that's Sunday, March 25th, 4 to 9. And to purchase your tickets.
You don't want to miss that.
You do not want to miss it. You can contact Mrs. Di Piazza, Lil Di Piazza, or Rose Rancilio, or Phyllis Sansone. And all of the information is on Ciao St. Louis Facebook page with their phone numbers.
CiaoSTL.com.
Again, perfecto. RSVPs are required by March 20th.
Fantastico.
Questi sono le vendite.
Andiamo avanti allora.
Certo.
Because coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to have the Le Canzone della Nostra Gioventù.
Sì.
But in the meantime, we're going to listen to Le Canzone delle Nostre Figlie Gioventù, Benji and Fedi. La canzone intitolata New York.
In un attimo ho capito che eri tu il mio angelo, la luce che mi sveglia la mattina. Il giorno che ti ho vista eri lì, eri all'angolo, seduta in quel caffè, in fondo al tavolo. Un posto libero per me, gli anni passano, ricordi rimangono. Se il mondo lo sapesse, quanto ti ho cercata, fermerebbe il tempo per vederti un giorno in più. Amore, vieni con me, scappiamo a New York. Se stiamo insieme, di paura non ne avrò. Non pensi che sia inutile rimanere a piangere, nascondere le lacrime. Amore, vieni con me, scappiamo a New York. Se stiamo insieme, di paura un bel film alla TV, sento un brivido dentro il cuore che scende giù, siamo in bilico e non è stupido. Se il cielo lo sapesse quanto ti ho amata, forse capirebbe che l'unica sei tu. Amore, vieni con me, scappiamo a New York. Siamo insieme, di paura non ne avrò. Non pensi che sia inutile rimanere a piangere, nascondere le lacrime. Amore, vieni con me, scappiamo a New York. Se stiamo insieme, di paura non ne avrò. Ti porterò al centro del mondo. Il mio angelo, la luce che mi sveglia la mattina, il giorno che ti ho vista eri lì.
All right, we're coming up to the top of the hour, but okay. We'll have a little preview. We had a special request for a Mario Lanza song, which
Mario Lanza,
is Canzone
yeah.
della Nostra Gioventù.
Young lady wants
the,
to...
And the know. Phones have been ringing
yeah,
today.
Yeah, they have.
Call us up.
Interested
give us a
in
call.
Sanremo 2018, really... ticks people off, apparently.
They don't want to hear it.
No, no.
But we have a special dedication to Rosaria.
Rosaria. It's her mother's Rosaria. Her dedication. Mother. Yeah, absolutely. And here we go.
She wanted to hear some Mario Lanza.
Mario Lanza.
We're going to play Mario Lanza, Granada.
Serving the Gateway City area since 1921. Variety 770, WEW St. Louis.
Siria ancora bombe in attesa dell'inizio della tregua sancita dall'ONU. Il Papa, guerra disumana, cessi immediatamente il fuoco. Ultima domenica di campagna elettorale, Gentiloni, il PD deve fare di più per l'ambiente, ascolto agli esclusi, Berlusconi, non aumenteremo l'IVA. In Cina proposta l'abolizione del limite dei due mandati per il presidente, colpo di Xi Jinping che rafforza il suo potere. Paura e 17 intossicati non gravi per un incendio in una discoteca di Desenzano del Garda, in provincia di Brescia. Sarebbero stati venduti a un gruppo criminale i tre italiani spariti in Messico, arrestati quattro poliziotti, continuano le ricerche. In In arrivo sull'Italia il freddo siberiano, in Toscana neve a bassa quota, da stasera il crollo delle temperature, vento forte, allerta della Protezione Civile.
And grazie to Rai News for all the notizie in 40 secondi. They're not very good notizie, though, are they?
No, sono male, male notizie.
Male notizie. Sono male notizie. Allora, iniziamo con la musica della nostra giovane.
Quale musica?
Della gioventù?
Della nostra gioventù.
Della tua o la mia?
Sì, del nostro. La nostra. La nostra. The first two songs that we're going to play go out to some special people.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna do commercial free and
the people
and talk free
we're gonna go Facebook
free.
Live we're gonna do some
come back with
talk about the elections
parliamo delle
delle elezioni.
Elezioni, la politica in Italia
che siamo il soggetto
enjoy.
Si fici un vestito, si lo fici, si lo fici, si lo fici di vero villuto. Picchi cerca, picchi cerca, picchi cerca nel vicinato. La picciotta, la picciotta, la picciotta vi fare zizzito. Michi Luzzo. Cacci porta la terra a monneggia. Bengigio, Bengigio, Bengigio non ci porta niente. Picche povero, picche povero, picche povero stu deficienti. Michi Luzzo d'estate va a mare, picchi tutto si vola a bronzare. Dili figli ne si fa taglia, di quando corri casa va a tuffare. Porta o sapone, picchi tutto, picchi tutto, si muovi lavare. Si fa un shampoo, si fa un shampoo con la frizione. E si metti, e si metta lo sull'asciugare. Michi Luzzo si vota e si gira e da su du, tre per di Chila, pilla mira di fare zizi, tu stai vindando un cartoon animato.
L'acqua di la fontana è amara, amara, cagì non era amara, cagì era amara, l'acqua di la fontana è amara, amara, cagì non era amara, amore mia mi lambi via, e come gira con zumpa e balla, e come gira la inella mia,
e ci vorrebbe una zivella, ci vorrebbe una zivella,
e come gira con zumpa e balla, e come gira la inella mia,
e ci vorrebbe una zivella, si balla gioventù.
Oh,
vorrebbe una zitella, e come gira con zumpe e balla, e come gira la inella mia,
e ci vorrebbe una zitella, si balla gioventù.
Stasera e mamma mi ha mandato agli zanguni, e dito che stasera amore mio son maccarroni, e come gira con zumpe e balla, e come gira nella mia,
e ci vorrebbe una zitella, ci vorrebbe una zitella,
e come gira con zumpe e balla, e come gira nella mia,
e ci vorrebbe una zitella, balla gioventù.
Marangia marangella comancia l'ida, forziga te colpita, forziga te colpita, marangia marangella comancia l'ida, forziga te colpita, amore mia la giratura, e come gira con zumpe e balla, e come gira nella mia,
e ci vorrebbe una zitella, ci vorrebbe una zitella,
e come gira con zumpe e balla, e come gira nella mia,
e ci vorrebbe una zitella, si balla gioventù.
Mogama giunsurato e mogama giunsurato, quando era zitto io tutto dormisi, mogama giunsurato amore mio so senza quasi, e come gira con zumpe e balla, e come gira nella mia,
e ci vorrebbe una zitella, ci vorrebbe una zitella,
e come gira con zumpe e balla, e come gira nella mia,
e ci vorrebbe una zitella, tu si balla gioventù.
In America, in my life, I went in America by my side. I went in a river, all I need. I went in a city, but I see. I let it in the sand, in the sound. I went in America, my love. I went in a Jessica, you are it. I went in a new mess to your name.
Che hai la notte nel cuore, e se tu lo vorrai, crederai. Io lo so perché tu la fede non hai, ma se tu lo vorrai, crederai. Non devi odiare il sole, perché tu non puoi vederlo, ma c'è, ora splende su di noi. su di noi. Dal castello o del silenzio, e ti vede anche te, e già sento che anche tu lo vedrai. Egli sa che lo vedrai, solo con gli occhi miei, ed il mondo la sua luce riavrà. Io t'amo, 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 oh, oh, questo è il primo segno che dà la tua fede nel Signore, nel Signore.
This program, Chow St. Louis, is brought to you in part by De Gregorio's Market on the Hill. De Gregorio's sells a variety of meats, cheeses, pastas, including pre-cooked sauces, frozen pastas, meatballs, spadini, as well as 38 different types of sausages. De Gregorio's is open every day but Sunday, and they're located at 5200 Daggett Avenue on the Hill. Give them a call at 314 314- 776-1062 or visit them online at DiGregorioFoods.com.
This is Dominic Consolino, owner of Amigetti's on the Hill. A great place to host a party, a birthday party, a retirement party, a wedding rehearsal dinner. You get the point, right? Our banquet rooms seat from 12 to 50 people. Throw a relaxed casual event featuring you and the Amigetti special with authentic Italian pastas and salads. Call me at Amigetti's for details. 314-776-2855.
We are back live here in the studio, and we are live on Facebook. We got the Professore Chris.
Sono io.
He's going to try and make some sense of all these election things that are going around. If you are a uno di italiano all'estero, like we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're Italian. We have dual citizenships. Gospod is not. That's okay, Gospod. I know he's working on it. But they have a big election coming up March 4th, and we've been receiving phone calls, just mailers. I mean, worse than the elections.
It's been interesting at home receiving
voicemails
from Italian candidates and receiving mail solicitations from the candidates.
So my voicemail at home, it'll translate it in in the text form. So now I'm reading this message, and it's like, what the heck is? I mean, it's just way off.
Mine just plays the message.
Well, no, then I'll go and listen to the message, and it's Italian. So, it's trying to translate it. But anyway, enough of that.
So, we've got some little bit of vocabulary we could teach, but
this
more important,
part of the lesson,
for those
of
you who received this stuff in the mail, we want to give instructions on how to vote. For everyone out there, if you didn't know, the Italians abroad, all over the world, are registered at something called the AIRE, the Anagrafe Italiani all'estero, so it's the registration of Italians living abroad. And so we are all under consular jurisdiction, so Chicago is our consulate, so we vote through the Chicago consulate. And the ballot has come in the mail. It needs to arrive at the Chicago consulate by March 1st, which is Thursday. So my recommendation is mail it tomorrow at the absolute latest if you want your vote to count. And we'll give you a little bit of instruction here. So what comes in the envelope is...
lots of paper.
And it's all in Italian. So if you don't speak Italian, it obviously makes it a little difficult. So they do give you icons to try to help make it make sense. But let me just try to put it into a nutshell. So we in North and Central America are voting to elect two deputies to the Camera dei Deputati, and one senator. So that gives us two different ballots, one for the senators and one for the deputies. And you're allowed to vote for then two deputati and one senatore. And so, kind of fun, by the way, many of us
how
know
many
that
parties
Italy
are there?
Has lots of political parties. Not sure how well you can see the two different sets of each one of those icons on there. We're on Facebook Live too. Each one of those icons represents a political party. There are more for the deputati than there are for the senatori. But we have things like Associazione Più Europa, Civica Popolare Lorenzin, Partito Democratico, the Democratic Party, and Partito Repubblicano Italiano. So the word partito is a political party, not to be confused with partita, which is a game, like a soccer game. The Liberi e Uguali Party, the Free and Equal Party. And then the Cinque Stelle, we've heard of, the Movimento Associativo Italiani all'Estero, the Lega Nord Forza Italia Fratelli d'Italia Party, and then finally, the Free Flights to Italy Party.
I'm signing up for that one.
The Free Flights to Italy Party, right there. The Free Flights to Italy Party.
How can you say no?
I'm not exactly sure what their platform is. Do you? Anybody have any idea what they stand for?
You know what? We have Francesca Mannino. She's listening.
Give us a call, Francesca.
Do you know what the Free Flights to Italy Party is? I mean, I don't understand.
So anyway, for the deputati, we have more parties. And then, of course, under each party, there are minimum of two, sometimes four candidates. And in that case, we only get to vote for two total. And in the Senate election, it looks like one of the parties has one candidate, the rest have two, and we're voting for one senator. Okay,
of all days, not to have wine.
So how does it work? I'm going to make this as simple as possible.
And then I have a question.
I read through all the instructions. They're all written in Italian, and so I want to give you the lowdown. Here's what you're going to do. They give you a small, white, unmarked busta envelope. And inside the busta are two schede elettorali, okay? This is like ballots.
A ballot.
And there's a pink-colored one and a blue one.
It's fuchsia.
Fuchsia. Fuchsia in Italian.
Fuchsia. She's running for something, too.
Yeah. Fuchsia, the fuchsia ballot is for the deputati. We are voting for two of the deputati. So here's how it works. When you look at this ballot, it has a symbol for each party and two dotted lines after each symbol. You must, with a blue or a black ballpoint pen, they're very specific about that, ballpoint pen, blue or black, you mark an X through the party name that you are voting for. I know that might seem contrary to some of our logic, but you X through the party that you're voting for and then write the names of the two candidates you wish to vote for on the lines next to that political party symbol. Vote for two deputati, up to two deputati. And then on the Senate is the blue ballot. And so on that one, you're going to see there's only one dotted line after each political party. So you have, again, the different parties listed here, and there's one dotted line after each one. So again, you'll mark an X through the party you choose, write the name of the candidate you prefer in that, and you're voting for one. So you're getting three votes total, two under the deputati and one under the senators. Then we take the two schede per votazione, and we put them back into the small bustina, which you must seal and close. Then you're going to take that and put it into the self-addressed envelope that's going back to the consulate. It's a business reply mail. So we're going to put that in there. So it's sealed and unmarked inside. Then after that, you're going to take your... there's a certificato elettorale, an electoral certificate, that's in the packet. And it's the one that has your name and birth date and such on it. You're going to take that and you're going to ritagliare il tagliando elettorale, which is the bottom part. You're going to cut on the dotted line and take this bottom part. Then that is also going to get inserted in the self-addressed envelope, but separate from the other envelope in there.
There's two envelopes.
So there's an envelope inside the envelope, and then this tagliando elettorale goes in there. Then that gets sealed and mailed, and mail it by tomorrow. So there are your voting instructions.
Wow.
Partito. Elezione. Votare. To vote.
Scheda.
Elettorale. In Italy, they call it a tessera. The local ones that you vote at the voting booth is a tessera elettorale. And we have busta, the envelope. And spedire, or postare, or inviare. Alla posta.
Francobollo
non ci vuole perché è già
preaffrancato,
pre-stamped, preaffrancato. And that's how you do it. We're not endorsing any specific candidates here at Charles St. Louis.
Absolutely not.
We don't accept any contributions from Italian candidates here on the radio. We remain impartial. Although we do have a sort of interest in the Free Flights to Italy party, we need to investigate more before we endorse
them. You know,
that
brings up a good point. Okay, the Free Flights to Italy. I know we're joking. To us, it's a joke.
Right.
It is. I mean, obviously, these guys were having a good time, or ladies. But what right... I'm not a citizen.
I think I can explain the answer to your question.
You don't know what my question is.
I think I know it. Go ahead.
He's a mind reader.
Go ahead.
You know, right? You know my question. What? Where do we come off voting in elections in another country that really... I know you're citizen. You have your dual citizenship. But how do you know the impacts of what you're voting on the people that live
there?
Well,
I would agree with that, which is why, I mean, I recommend this here in the U.S. too. Sad to say, we have a very low percentage of people who actually participate in our elections. And then those who do participate I believe, not all are thoroughly informed about the candidates for whom they vote,
right,
or for whom they don't vote. So I certainly recommend that you do your research. All of these guys have websites and information that you can find out more. But let me say something about the free flights to Italy. There was another, I was reading one of the brochures that was mailed to my house soliciting my vote. And one of the things that that particular person was advocating was a reimbursement to Italians living abroad of 500 euros per person for healthcare. And I thought about that for a while, and it actually made some sense to me, because if you are here for work,
right,
so you're an expat, and you still have property in Italy and you've got taxes that you're paying in both places, knowing that healthcare is provided in Italy and not here, I can understand why someone might advocate some sort of reimbursement for healthcare expenses. Now, personally, this is my personal opinion, I don't feel right about asking the Italian government to give me a reimbursement for healthcare,
exactly,
given that I'm not paying taxes in Italy. But I get your point. Now, the free flights to Italy, I haven't investigated them yet, but I'm just going to make a guess right now about why someone would be running on that. In Italian law, if you are, for reasons of work or medical care, if you are not at your voting precinct, the Italian government has a clause that your expenses to travel back to your voting precinct for voting are covered. Now, the interesting point is when that law was made, it was based on paying a subsidized train fare or something to get from one town to another town. But it's sort of an interesting question with the number of Italians who've moved abroad for work. Does that law apply? Do their expenses to get back home to be able to exercise their vote?
It's so confusing, all of us.
I know.
Like a mess. I mean,
can you just take my ballot with you Wednesday when you go to Italy? Chris is going to Italy on Wednesday.
Yeah, I know we're not taking any positions.
No.
But I guess we should clear up a little bit. That
yes.
I know we're joking with this free flights to Italy, but basically you have three, the bigger parties that are, it's kind of like in the United States where the Democrats and the Republicans.
Right, and we do have other parties.
Libertarian, yeah. You have all this. And right now it seems like the big parties would be the
Partito Democratico.
The Movimento Cinque Stelle and the Partito Democratico. And then, of course, the Salvini.
I don't have to like it, right.
But I have to explain it, right? Salvini, Berlusconi, Meloni.
Which is Lega Nord.
Lega Nord.
Fratelli d'Italia. Right. And right. What's the third group that is aligned? They've created an alliance, Forza Italia.
Yeah. So, but those are the three major parties.
Right now. But that's an interesting thing that's in flux. The Cinque Stelle party.
Correct.
The group members of that party are often referred to as Grillini because Beppe Grillo, the comedian, right, was the person who really kind of spearheaded that party a few elections ago. And right now, they're having a rather significant impact in political discourse in Italy. But, you know, here, while the Libertarian Party has a voice and the Green Party has a voice, and we see there are always much smaller parties in addition, and then the Democrat and Republican parties, here the discourse is largely controlled by the Democrats and Republicans. That's not always true there because of the government's constantly in flux. And there are so many parties, so many candidates, it's not uncommon. You know, here you win with 48 or 49% of the vote. In Italy, it's not uncommon to win with 20% or less of the vote just because of the pure number of parties.
So my last question would be, I'm not a dual citizen. So if your vote would decide, could possibly decide who they get as a government?
No. Well,
or just who we have.
Remember, we're voting on our representatives to the government.
Okay.
That's why we're only voting for two and one.
Right.
And so this is one thing I say I like about Italian politics. The number of Italians who are living abroad, the number of expat Italians, is really huge. And so there is a clause in the law to make sure those folks are represented to the government, rather than simply just operating on absentee ballot. But what it causes then is we don't get to vote for everything in Italian elections.
Okay.
Because there are certain things that don't apply to us.
That's what I was asking.
And so what we're voting in this case is for our representatives to the Italian parliament. And just to give you an example, we get in this particular election, North and Central America, we have two deputies and one senator that represent us. Asia, Africa, Oceania, and Antarctica vote for one deputy, one senator. South America votes for four deputies and two senators. And Europe, meaning the non-Italy parts of Europe, votes for five deputies and two senators. And so it's all about representative government, but representing those of us abroad.
But theoretically.
Yeah, in theory, we are having an impact.
The word theoretically, I know, goes out as when you say sixth century.
Right there with me, Jay.
If you vote, whoever you vote for, that person then is in La Camera, they're in their Senate, and is a representative of that
government.
Particular party.
Yes.
So that party's numbers, whomever they happen to be, you would increase.
Correct.
That, you know, so it, then you would rule, you know, obviously the party with more members is the party that rules, correct?
Or whoever gets up first in the morning.
Right. So what you're saying
so
is
so you would have
true.
A direct...
Right. Technically speaking, yes, we are having an influence.
Okay. Yeah.
You see that the number of actual representatives is small compared to how many senators and deputies there are.
Yeah.
Well, some of the stuff I did read in regards to these candidates, they're, like Chris is saying, they're representing us to the Italian government. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of their main... goals is to expedite consulate services. You know, it took me a year and a half to get my passport.
Right.
You know, under Italian citizenship, and you know they're trying to, well, all of them. You know, they have 10 bullet points of what they're going to do, and one of the bullet points was to improve.
Sure. You know, because their main concern is the concerns of Italians living abroad.
I understand, but us not getting our passports fast enough could have a direct influence on who runs Rome. I mean, essentially.
Yeah, but I mean...
Perhaps.
On paper, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
In reality, no. I mean, you'd have to look at... I mean, how many...
I don't know. This one person in North America, let's say, you know, would be the difference between having 20
sure.
and 22.
Exactly.
Whatever the case may
could technically
okay.
have an impact.
That's all
on
I'm saying.
Absolutely.
I was just curious.
So. All right. Allora, andiamo avanti. See. Enough with the elections. This is supposed to be an Italian music program.
Well, can we talk about...
Is that what it is?
Can we talk about Italian music?
Sure, let's talk about Italian music.
You want to
break? How about this?
You seem to capture
Italian music.
La musica italiana.
Can you say 7th century once, just so we
clear out? Mike, you ever heard of the Italian Club of St. Louis?
That's enough of our election.
Yeah? Yeah, I have heard of that.
Yeah. Since 1922.
Is that right?
Since 1922. And the Italian Club is currently... collaborating with the St. Louis Symphony to bring to the St. Louis community some a ticket option for Italian Americans or those interested in Italian culture to hear an important piece of Italian music. If you've not heard of it, Ottorino Respighi was the composer. The piece of music's called The Pines of Rome. It's really an incredible piece of classical music, and I like the way they're marketing it. Enjoy a musical voyage through Rome's majestic hills. Gemma Nu, who is, you know, there aren't many female conductors of symphony orchestras in the United States. She's going to be conducting. And we have this concert on March 24th. It's a fantastic piece of music.
It's Tanina's birthday. I could take her.
There you go.
You could take her. It'll be a surprise.
To the symphony.
You could take surprise her.
Yeah.
Don't tell her.
Don't tell her.
Don't tell Tanina. You can bring her to the symphony for her birthday. Tell her, you know, night out, romantic night out. So the Italian Club has collaborated with the symphony we didn't collaborate. They created the piece of music. They're performing the music. We're just trying to
promote it
and make tickets available at a discount price for listeners of this show, for members of the Italian Club. And so on March 24th, these are $72 tickets, and we are making them available. They're offering them to us at $35, but there's some processing fees, so it's going to be $39.01. And we have on the Chow Facebook page and on chowstl.com a link there where you can click to get tickets. And we have up to 100 tickets available for us. I think we've got 70 blocked right now, but we'll get more if we need them.
Will you be back from Italy by then?
I will, and I will be there.
We're going to talk about that.
I want to tell you one thing, though, about this piece. It's a symphonic poem, to be technical about the musical style. It explores the catacombs, It explores. It presents the sound of nightingales. It tries to create musically the notion of a sunrise coming up over the city. And I'll tell you that something that happens in this piece when it's live, it's become tradition to put the brass in the balcony behind you and up on the sides in high position. So when you're in Powell Hall, it's not just St. Louis Symphony that does this, but when you're in Powell Hall, you hear the sound of this really imposing musical sound, and it's in the piece Pines of the Appian Way, which is designed to capture sort of the mood of, imagine Roman legions marching back from battle into Rome, coming on the Appian Way, and the sound is coming from all around. It's an experience that you can't create on the radio or in your living room, and so I highly recommend the experience if you like classical music, if you've never had an experience like this. And so anyway, $35, so with the fees, $39. And we're doing an optional buffet pre-party at LaRusso's on Grand for an additional cost. It's really inexpensive what they're charging for it. I want to say it was like $20. We're going to have appetizers.
So it comes with the buffet.
And we'll be going. We're going to start at LaRusso's on Grand earlier. You can get that ticket at an extra cost. Go to the Facebook page or ChaoSt.Louis.com for more information.
E ti voglio augurare un buon viaggio.
Grazie.
Our
the deadline, by the way, for the tickets, March 15th.
March 15th. Again, go to ChaoSt.Louis Facebook page. The button is there to click.
And if you need to know anything else about the elections, just call Chris.
Yeah, call me if you want to know more about the elections.
And have a great trip.
Call Chris the studio during the
Indiretto
hour.
Tony knows all about
Tony's in here, and ask him about the Italian elections.
But have a great trip to Italy. Enjoy. Have a great time.
Call us when you're there.
Yeah, let us know. Give us a call. Don't be a stranger.
I'll check in during our podcast.
So if you want to say bye to Chris, all right, on Facebook Live, say bye to Chris for a couple
Ciao,
weeks.
Ciao, Chris.
Ciao, St. Louis.
All right. What do we do now?
Andiamo avanti con un pezzo di musica, magari, no? E poi ritorniamo.
Okay. Bye.
Va bene? Va Francesco bene. Gabbani, Eternamente Ora.
Salita, una ringhiera a cui poggiare il cuore. E questa notte che semina stelle, preziosa come non lo è stato mai. Sarà un riparo per te la mia pelle, mi perderò se ti perderai. C'è un posto che tengo nascosto per te, posto che sta qui da sempre, c'era già prima di me e c'è ancora, si apre per noi eternamente ora, oh, eternamente ora, oh, eternamente ora, eternamente. Per te, un posto che sta qui da sempre, c'era già prima di me e c'è ancora, si apre per noi eternamente ora, oh, eternamente ora, oh, eternamente ora.
And we are live here in the studio at 314-969-7700. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. And if you have any questions for Il Professore regarding the elections.
Yeah, call me.
Yeah, just give him a call. He'll be here for another 15 minutes or so. In the meantime, we'll continue with the music.
That's what you do best.
That's what we do best. Continuiamo con la musica di Michele Zarillo, Ragazza d'Argento.
Invoco le stelle con gli occhi lassù, ma tutto è fuggito via nel fiume di noi. Il mio desiderio, l'immagine tua, la dolce campagna che un tempo fiorì. Seduto in mezzo alla notte, implorarti vorrei. Disegno a terra il tuo nome nel chiarore di te. Ci ameremo per sempre. Ragazza d'argento, di te mi ispirai, ma sempre viviamo noi per poi dirci addio. Da chi se non alla notte abbracciarmi sempre, anche dopo di noi. Ti vorrei, ti vorrei, ma il mattino allagherà questi occhi.
This program, Chow St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Vitali's Deli, located at 425 North Sappington Road, Glendale, Missouri, off the hill. Owner Mike Vitali offers deli sandwiches, all named after members of his family. like the Pete Italian sandwich, loaded with boar's head ham, salami, roast beef, mozzarella cheese, and their very own homemade Italian dressing. Vitali's Deli also offers various salads, as well as bakery goods from Vitali's Bakery. Visit them at 425 North Sappington Road, Glendale, Missouri, or give them a call at 314-966-9912. That's Vitali's Deli, Glendale, Missouri, off the hill.
Welcome to Viviano's. I'm Michael Viviano, and this is Viviano's Festa Italiano. Shop our Italian grocery and deli items today, including everything you need to make an authentic Italian meal. Old world ingredients from sauces, pastas, meats, cheeses, spices, and more, featuring Parmigiano Reggiano, prosciutto, ricotta, and cannoli shells. We prepare sandwiches, pastas, salads, and our homemade tiramisu at our Italian cafe. Or try Viviano's catering for your next celebration. Come to Viviano's, where every day is an Italian festival.
All right, we have another special dedication from Tony Kaminsky to Alice. Wants to hear a song.
Tony.
Tony from Giratoli, Una Rosa per Te. Song says, Un giorno senza musica e un giorno perso. I have to agree with that.
Man.
It's kind of a day without sunshine, huh?
Kind of like our past half hour.
Right. All right, that was nice, huh?
How about Tony?
Good job, Tony.
Now I know why he's on the air.
No wonder, yeah. Tony Kaminsky. Make
I
sure
thought
you
he
stay
was,
tuned for Tony's program that comes on right after our
right
program.
Right after
here.
Polish, Italian. He loves music.
He does.
You know what he is? I'm going to say he's our new Polish. He's the Polish Tony Marotta. Can we go that far?
You know, that is a...
Can I do that?
I think so.
Molto interessante.
I think that's
talk
a compliment
about a guy
to
who
both.
Does his research for music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a
kindred spirit sort of thing going on there. They don't even know each other, but
they will.
They fantastic. Remind me of each other.
Yep.
So with that,
whatever that meant,
whatever that meant, I want to again wish Chris a buon viaggio in
Grazie.
Italia, and
Grazie.
Look forward to you calling us from where are you going to be in?
I'll be
are you going
working
to
at the Università degli Studi di Milano per una settimana, e dopo sarò un po' in viaggio. Sarò in Emilia Romagna, la Toscana e la Liguria.
C'ho cugini in Milano, se vuoi...
In provincia di Milano, sì.
Sì. Mi sì. saluti.
Ti saluto a Milano,
mi
sì.
Mi saluto a Milano.
Manda sì. foto, eh?
Va bene.
Ok, grazie. E poi mi piace molto.
Io vi faccio una telefonata.
Ok.
Quando arrivi scriviamo.
Parliamo, sì. sì. Appena che sarò arrivato,
sì, sì, manna...
ti telefonerò.
Postcard, come si
certo.
dice postcard?
Una cartolina.
Cartolina? No.
Mandami una cartolina.
Someday I'll tell you a funny story about me in an Italian post office in 1990 trying to mail a postcard.
And there's the dates.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Glad to do that.
Thank you.
You want
no,
to say
really.
Goodbye?
Have a safe trip. Yes.
Thank you.
Ciao a tutti i nostri ascoltatori, to our listeners, yeah. to
our viewers on Facebook
Absolutely.
Live.
Absolutely. We had quite a conversation.
It's been, there was a lot of,
I think,
multiple brani to play today, but we didn't get through them
all. Well, it happens.
Start talking about
it happens.
Next week, we are by ourselves.
Well, we're just trying to do a community service
here.
We are. We'll have our
By doing, playing music, sharing culture, helping people learn how to submit their votes from abroad.
Michele e io facciamo il bromanzo. La prossima
Bromanzo.
Settimana.
Voi siete così bromantici.
And you enjoy?
I will.
And
I will. I'll miss you guys next week.
No,
I'm
really.
Miss you too.
I'm jealous. I'll be honest. I'm being flat out honest.
I'll miss you guys.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'll call in after I get home from La Messa.
Okay.
I usually go on Sunday evening over there.
E poi Nicchia.
And
perfect.
Noi siamo qui.
Vi telefono.
Il numero lo sai.
314-969-7700. But in this case, I'm going to have to dial 011. 001-314-969-7700.
Allora, puoi fare aspettiamo.
Skype. Possiamo fare Skype, sì. ma è impossibile.
Gianni ce l'ho Skype, is it?
Yeah, but can he pacciare me into the broadcast? I just made that verb up.
That's a good
you
one.
Know, cliccare.
Cliccare, it's an adi.
Tagare, pacciare.
Vi lascio con la canzone nuova di Gianni Morandi. Una canzone intitolata.
Enjoy the sunshine. Have a great time. Ciao.
Una vita che ti
sogno.
Ciao, St. Louis.
Buona giornata.
Come back next week.
Non se ne va. Questo spirito libero, questo ragazzo che porto dentro, è una vita che ti guardo e non se ne va. Questa luce dagli occhi, questo momento che sembra eterno, è una vita che ti sento. E corre, corre, corre adesso più che mai, la voglia di restarti vicino. Dammi la mano e corriamo anche noi. E corre, corre, corre adesso più che mai, la voglia di rivivere tutto da capo e ogni momento, la voglia di chiamarti amore come non te l'avessi mai detto, la voglia di distruggere tutti i pericoli che ci sono intorno solo per proteggerti ancora, proteggerti fino alla fine del mondo. Ci porti stasera con te a vedere com'è. Non se ne va neanche un solo ricordo. Immagini la storia e il tempo, è una vita che ti sogno. E corre, corre, corre adesso più che mai, la voglia di sentirmi un bambino. Dammi la mano e corriamo anche noi. E corre, corre, corre adesso più che mai, la voglia di rivivere tutto da capo e ogni momento, la voglia di chiamarti amore come
non te l'avessi mai detto. La voglia di distruggere tutti i pericoli che ci sono intorno, solo per proteggerti ancora, proteggerti fino alla fine del mondo. Gli alberi arrivano in cielo, la luna dentro casa mia. Nessuno toglie il mistero di questa splendida armonia. Dal sole caldo di agosto alla pioggia che lo spazza via, ogni secondo è rimasto, rimarrà per sempre, rimarrà per sempre, rimarrà per sempre. La voglia di rivivere tutto da capo, per ogni momento, la voglia di chiamarti amore come...
Serving the Gateway City area since 1921, Variety 770 WEW St. Louis.